Hey, welcome back to Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. I simply do a podcast on my adventures as a retail investor and talking about my experiences, which quite honestly have not been that good. But you know what? I'm still in it. I'm still trying. And God bless all my fellow retail investors trying to make our lives better. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but we're still in the fight and we're still hanging in there. And I want to make this podcast today about AMC, a little bit about Grumpy Cat. I want to wish my Grumpy Cat holders a wonderful 2024. And trust me, I am going to work in 2024. We're waiting for big alpha news to drop. And when that drops, and then also when Hopefully the Bitcoin and ETH ETFs get approved from these big BlackRock and Vanguard and all these big financial institutions. Hopefully we see that leg up in crypto, and hopefully meme coins go up with it. And when ETH goes up in value, Grumpy Cat should follow as well. But hopefully we'll see that. But happy 2024 to my Grumpy Cat investors. But I want to talk a little bit about AMC. I'm working on an idea for a video about AMC. What's your backup plan? What's your AMC backup plan? Now, for me, I've talked about this. I consider the play dead. I don't see how AMC goes up. I think the market makers control the price of AMC, and they're going to drive it to what price they wanted to. This got personal with them, and I don't ever think they're going to let the apes see a squeeze with AMC or let the price go up. And even if it does, Adam Aaron is waiting there to dilute and raise more money. When the stock price goes up, he's just going to issue more shares. I'm sure he will. I don't know that for sure, but that's just my fear. And when that dilution comes, the price is just going to drop right back down. Maybe we go up to $7, $8, $9, $10, $11, $12 a share. And then bang, AMC releases a notice. Oh, we're, you know, selling 25 million shares to so-and-so. And boom, price goes down, right? And then you have the SEC who doesn't want the stock market to be Vegas. They don't want the Wild West show. So they let the market makers get away with what they're doing and keep these squeezes from happening. Who knows if we'll ever see a GameStop? I wish we did. That's why I got in it. I got into the AMC play to make money. That's it. I won't apologize for that. I'm not in it to end corruption. I'm not in it to change Wall Street. It'd be nice if I could, but I got to look at the scoreboard. I'm down 90% on my AMC investment. They won. At least right now, they're winning. I wish it wasn't. I wish it wasn't that way, but I'm not going to be held hostage to the AMC play anymore. So that's my backup plan, was to find another way to make money as a retail investor. I looked around. I saw the biggest return on an investment is meme coins. If you're lucky enough to find the right meme coin, and that is not easy, so complicated. One, there's so many of them out there, and even it is a good project. How do you know you picked the good project? There's a little bit of luck in that, right? But if you can find that good project and you're there at a substantial level before it jumps up and it rips, it could be 100x, 1000x, unbelievable returns if you're there at the right time before it rips. And that's why I got into Grumpy Cat. As risky as it is, that is my plan B. And I've always wanted more AMC apes to join us. There's about 3,000 Grumpy Cat holders. And there's over 3 million AMC apes. Imagine if just a fraction of those AMC apes came into Grumpy Cat. It's blockchain. When you buy Grumpy Cat, you see, at this point, you see the price go up. You see your impact. And the more AMC apes join, the more that price is going to go up. The sooner you get in, listen, I know, I get it. Sounds like a Ponzi scheme. The people who get in first, or a pyramid scheme, people who get in first benefit the most. And then as a criminal operation goes, you wait till everybody piles in, and then the people who were there from the start, they all sell and dump on everybody. And that's normally the way meme coins work. But that's not what we're about at Grumpy Cat. We've been together. This crew has been here since May 2023. And this core group, we got together in the summer after sort of the initial rush of the project launch, and we've been here holding it down, almost daily space calls. You want to ask something of a Grumpy Cat? Come to the daily space shows, space calls. There's a Telegram 24/7. Come and ask us questions. We have nothing to hide. We believe in integrity is a key factor in our project. And that's it. To me, it's an investment. I want to make money, but I want to make money the right way. And I want to grow the project the right way. And I'd love to have some AMC apes come over. And I'm going to be reaching out to them in 2024, for better or for worse. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm going to keep trying. Okay. Now that's my backup plan. And as I observe the AMC community, I see maybe, you know, four groups. Now, I just talked about people like me that have a backup plan to do something else. Like, look, remember Lou versus Wall Street? He's into XRP now. That's Ripple. That's his deal. They're going into that. And I think that's great. Good for them. It's just that it, you know, Ripple right now is about 60 cents a coin. How many of those can I really afford to get? I have 2 trillion Grumpy Cat coins. There's room to grow. I may have to wait longer than Ripple. But that's the beauty of buying a Beam coin with 8 zeros in front of it. You can buy amazing amounts of it. And then if you can just be patient and wait and you have your day, unbelievable returns. Whereas right now, I actually do have some XRP. I actually went out and I bought 250 XRP. And the reason I did that was earlier on, I bought 205 of them. And then I ended up selling them so I could have more money for Grumpy Cat. But it scared me a little bit because maybe they could go on a little bit of a run. I'm not going to retire off of it, but I didn't want to sit there and say, oh, you know, I had 200 XRP and I sold them, you know. So I went back and I bought, and it's actually, I sold them about like 70 cents or so. So I was able to buy them back actually cheaper. And I got 250 and traded up from 205 to 250. But anyway, they're there. I'm just going to let them sit there. They're just an insurance policy. If it goes up, great. But I'm not going to sell them to buy more Grumpy Cat. I'm just going to keep them there. And it's just my insurance policy. So I don't want to wake up one day and XRP is $6, $10 and regret selling the little bit of XRP that I had. So you have that group of AMC apes that have sort of, whether they're holding or sold, I'm still holding my AMC, but we're going to have a backup plan and do something else. Like I said, Lou versus Wall Street's doing XRP, and I'm, you know, doing Grumpy Cat coin. So you know, what other things people are doing, you know, they're welcome to do those. Now, this is the other group that I want to talk about of AMC apes. You can call this group the true believer, and you can call this group the cult member. And these are people that honestly believe the play's still good. We just have to support AMC. Let's go out and buy the chocolate. Let's go out and buy the popcorn. Let's go see movies. Let's buy the AMC merchandise. Hey, there's 3.8 million apes. If we all go out and spend $1,000, that'll be enough for AMC to pay off their debt. Once the debt is paid off, AMC is going to go up in value, and we're all going to make money. That's their thesis. And I'm sorry, I'm not giving AMC any more of my money. AMC got tens of thousands of dollars of my money in stock, and I'm at a 90% loss. And your answer is give them more money for more. Who knows what they're going to do with it? Every time I thought it couldn't get any worse, I remember calling my wife when AMC got to $25 and apologizing, because we had bought in, our average was about $40, and it was at $25 now. And I apologized, called her on the road, and said, I'm so sorry. So sorry I got us into this. I'm sorry that AMC's at 25. Let's hope for the best here, I guess. There's no sense in selling now. We're at $25. Why would we sell at $25? The equivalent of that right now would be $250 for AMC. That if AMC's price like was $250. I mean, it is crazy. It's insane what has happened with this stock under Adam Aaron's watch. But the true believers, they still love Adam Aaron. He's still the silverback. He can still do no wrong. And they're still right there with him. Look, I don't wake up every day and bash Adam Aaron. I still have my investment. I'm disappointed by his personal behavior. One, it's not morally, it's not too good. So, but it's also, more importantly, it's very stupid to be emailing that kind of stuff out to people that you have no control over. And you're a public figure whose people have millions of dollars invested, and that investment is already down, and you're pulling that baloney? Please. Moral or immoral, it's stupid. That point can't be debated. All right. So you have that group, the true believer, and if you try to tell them anything else, they block you. They don't want to hear it. And that's when you have to take a step back and you have to honestly ask, are you in AMC cult? Because cults don't want to hear any opposition. They can't. They can't have anything that disturbs their belief system. They can't let go. I don't know if you remember years ago in the 90s, there was the Hale-Bopp comet or something. It was a comet that came close to Earth. And there was a group of people, and they thought basically if they killed themselves, all committed suicide, they were at a cult and they lived in a house and they all dressed the same and they had this little ritual. And they believed if they killed themselves, they were going to magically transport up to a spaceship that was hiding in the tail of the comet. And they believed this. And if you went back in a time machine the night before they killed themselves, the night they killed themselves, and argued with them, don't do this. There is no spaceship behind the comet. You would not be able to change their minds. You just couldn't do it. So if you're an AMC true believer, if you believe we just need to buy chocolate and popcorn, and that's going to turn things around, and that's going to force a squeeze. We're going to get back the 90% we're down right now, and we're going to force the MOAS. All the shorts are going to have to cover. And understand, when AMC goes to $1,000 a share, that's not the squeeze. $1,000 a share is not the squeeze. Don't paper hand at $1,000. Wait for $10,000 a share. Wait for $20,000 a share. That's that belief. I wish that was true. Oh, I wish that was true. And that's what I believed in the beginning. That's why when AMC went to $60 a share and I almost doubled my Roth IRA, I didn't hit the sell button. I did a screen grab of my accounts. Anytime you're doing a screen grab of your balances because it's so high and you're so happy with it, probably a good time to sell, to be honest with you. But that's where I was mentally. I was that guy. And when I saw people bad-mouthing AMC, I thought the same thing. You're just a shill. You just work for the short hedge fund. How much is the hedge fund paying you? Why do you care about my money, bro? Why are you still here? And here you are. I was the same way. I believed it, right? But then APE happened and decimated us. Then the conversion back happened and decimated us. And then the reverse split happened and decimated us. And it's sad, but that finally shook me out when there was no more big event, no more lawsuits, no more conversions or reverse splits. Like, it was finally over. There was no silver bullet, no magic button that forced the shorts to cover. It didn't happen. And the people that were afraid of the dilution, they got out. I know some YouTubers. They still cover AMC. They sold. They sold before the dilution and all that crap. And then I think they bought back in. And then they have the gall to still cover AMC. Like, bro, we know what you did. You know, it's like if you're in a prison camp and you go and cooperate with the guards so you get, little favors, and they let you out on a weekend furlough. But then you come back in afterwards and we're all been suffering and you're like, yo, what's up, bro? How's the investment going? Oh yeah, I wouldn't stick around for that. I sold, but I bought back in at, great prices. It's smart. I won't argue that. But don't come in and cover AMC like you're one of us. You did what you had to do while other people became bag holders and we saw our investment go down. So screw you. I won't name names, but I got no respect for you. You could do what you do. Just don't cover AMC anymore. But it's a free country. Do what you want, right? So those are the true believers. Now you have the next group. And I actually listened to one of their calls today. And I'm always reminded how nice the space calls are for Grumpy Cat. The respect that's shown. The non-toxic environment. And I'm just amazed. I'm so proud of the Grumpy Cat community and how we work with each other and communicate compared to some of these AMC calls. But I want to give credit to Sugar Kush, who opened the space call. And it was about this new investor that's sniffing around AMC, Palti or whatever his name is. He wants to get involved with AMC, and some people think it's good, some people think it's bad, some people think he's just in it for himself. Some people aren't sure what he knows about the corruption, but then he doesn't know about the corruption. People are a little unsure about it, but Sugar Kush opened up this space call, and I like him. I love his passion. And the other thing I like about Sugar, because he does two things. He lets people go, and people go at each other. But when it gets really disrespectful, he does step in and says, hey, let's not do that. Come on. He'll get in there and try and break things up. The other thing he doesn't do, he doesn't block people automatically. If there's a little pushback, he'll go back and forth. He doesn't just block people. He doesn't just kick them out of his space. So I respect him for that. And this group, they're the conspiracy theorists, if you want to call them. They're the lawyers. They know everything about Adam, Aaron, and Apollo, and they've got all the facts, and they're working on all these documents and these cases, and somehow they think some legal case or whatever we're working on, this evidence they have, that's going to be what brings about justice and brings the MOAS, I guess. And to that I say, I remember Tommy Lee Jones in The Fugitive, remember? Harrison Ford's telling him, hey, I'm innocent. Tommy Lee Jones says, I don't care. It's just his job to bring him in. Like, I don't care. And that's how I feel about the conspiracy theories. I don't care. I don't have the time or energy to try and figure out the AMC conspiracy. I'm not a lawyer. And I'm moving on. I made a bad investment. I was just as greedy as the hedge funds, the short hedge funds that went in and tried to drive AMC into bankruptcy. How was a share of AMC worth $10,000? How was a share of AMC worth $100,000? We were going to squeeze them. It was going to be the greatest transfer of wealth in history. They got caught trying to pull these shenanigans, and now it was my turn to take their money. I thought there was a system in place, and kind of like a meltdown at a nuclear power plant, that once it started, they couldn't stop it. This was the system. They effed around, and now they were going to find out. And instead, we did go up a little bit. We did have a bit of a squeeze. I got in between $20 and $40 into AMC, and it went up to $60. And I didn't sell. Why would I sell at $60? It's going to $200, $500, $10,000 a share. Why would I sell at $60? And slowly, day by day, it got cut down and cut down and cut down. And every once in a while, it would go back up, or I would be bringing my average down. And then when it went up, because my average was now, I was back in the black. That might have happened a couple times, and I still didn't get out. I still didn't just get out, because I always thought it could happen. And then when I finally came to the realization that AMC insiders and Adam Aaron were not on our side, they're only out to screw us. Every time they did APE, every time they did the APE conversion, every time they did the reverse split, we got screwed. But I still couldn't quit. I still couldn't sell. I had to stick it out. I'd come too far, and I couldn't hit the sell button. Not at that much of a loss. And you went over the waterfall. And that last, when they drove us down the last part of it, that was brutal. That was a backbreaker for me. That was like just being the victim of a crime. And it happens, and there's nothing you can do but watch. And that's what did it for me, that last push down, when you realize that, wow, AMC's at 60 cents now. Stock that I bought at $40, sometimes $50 and $60, not much, but some, was 60 cents. Even when I bought APE, I loaded up on APE at 80 cents. Even that was at a loss now. And it's frustrating, it makes me angry, and I wish there was a lawsuit. I wish there was something that could be done, but I'm not a lawyer. And I was greedy. I was as greedy as the hedge funds that wanted to drive AMC into bankruptcy and take all the money. I wanted it too. I saw it was my golden ticket. I missed out on GameStop. I wasn't aware of it, but I saw what happened. And I said, I want to be there the next time. I want to get my money. I want to get paid. And I got caught. But I'm not going to court. I'm not donating for lawyers and all this other crap, because nobody cares. You can keep fighting it all you want. And if you fight it and you win the lawsuit and I get some money out of it, great, thank you. But I'm not putting any more energy into this. Conspiracy theories and arguing and fighting. You want to be a lawyer, you want to be a conspiracy theorist, you want to connect all the dots, great, have at it. But I'm not going to be there with you. I got into this play to make money, and I'm not going to waste my time being angry and bitter and trying, you know, I am, but I'm not going to just, I'm going to find something else to do. I don't see how I'm going to make my money back with that. So that's the second group. They're angry, they're bitter, they hate Adam Aaron. And I guess their plan B is somehow they're going to sue or have a court case or have something, or the facts are going to come out, or they're going to get Adam Aaron fired, and that's going to get them back their 90% loss. That's going to bring about the MOAS. I don't know, maybe, I guess. And then I think there's the group that just quit. They just sold, they're gone. They might have even done it before all this happened. There are a lot of YouTubers that just quit. Trey, Matt, John Wick Sniping, who I followed, he finally gave up. Lou, they all quit. They all moved on. You know, they sold it, whatever, they're out. I haven't quite quit. I'm still holding my AMC. I've just emotionally detached from the play. If it goes up, great. I bought a little bit at these lower levels, but like the amount I would really need to buy to really bring my average down to like 60 cents a share where, you know, it might actually, you know, make some money. That amount of money is so, I'm not doing it. I'm not giving AMC that money. I might throw $100, maybe $200. I'm not putting $3,000 into AMC anymore. Forget it. Not happening. Because I know in a couple months there's going to be another reverse split or some other bullshit that they're going to pull. And you think the price is bad right now? You wait. And you wait what those hedge funds will do to us. You ever heard what the mafia does to people when they kill them and how cruel they are, or drug dealers? That's what the hedge funds did to us. That's what the market did to us. We wanted to go in there. We wanted to call ourselves dumb money. We wanted to take on Wall Street. And Wall Street got the baseball bats. And just like that scene in Casino where they make Joe Pesci watch them as they beat his brother to death with baseball bats. Before they beat Joe Pesci, he has to sit there and watch his brother die. That's what Wall Street did to us. And they have the baseball bats. Go buy candy if you want. Go do a lawsuit if you want. I'm moving on. You know, and I'm not quitting. I still have my shares. But my plan B is to try and find another way to make money. One last time. I'm not going to keep doing this. I'm giving it one more shot with Grumpy Cat. And then after that, I'm grinding it out till I retire. And that's it. So what is your AMC plan B? Are you a true believer? Are you going out and buying 20 bags of chocolates? Are you going to Walmart, loading up your trunk with AMC popcorn? Are you going and spending $200 at the concessions when you go see the movie? Are you buying all the AMC merch? Are you going to see Taylor Swift's concert film and Beyonce's concert film? All of that, all of what's happened. And AMC is still at $6, which is really 60 cents. But what's your backup plan? Are you going to do a lawsuit? Are you a lawyer? You're going to do a class action? Great. Call me and send me my check when it's all over. But if you need a donation for a lawyer fee, forget it. You know, or you want me to proofread your legal thing, forget it. I'm not a lawyer, not a paralegal, and I'm not paying for any of that crap. But I'm not quitting either. My shares are there, and if it goes up to a reasonable amount, maybe I get out then. Maybe it gets back to a 50% loss, maybe. But a 90% loss, forget it. It's gone. My backup plan is Grumpy Cat Coin. Why? We just saw it with Bonk, a meme coin. Bonk, 1 year ago, December 29th, you could have bought $2,600 worth of Bonk. Had a bunch of zeros in front of it, was just sitting there, had just come out. You could have bought $2,600 worth of Bonk on December 29th, 2022. And on December 15th, 2023, not even a year later, still within a year, you would have got 30 billion Bonk for that $2,600. And on December 15th, 2023, you could have sold those 30 billion bonks for $1 million. What does that sound like to you? Because it kind of sounds like a MOAS to me. Not a short squeeze, but that's what could happen. And that's what did happen with Bonk. But I didn't have it. I didn't, you know, it wasn't the one. I saw it. I knew about it back in the spring, just before Pepe ran. I saw it. I thought, it looks kind of dumb. But that's it. I'm an idiot. I don't profess to have any financial knowledge. It didn't strike me. Tonic was a little cheaper. I actually bought a billion Tonic. And I'm actually kind of glad I didn't buy the billion Bonk, because I probably would have sold that to go into Pepe. And eventually I sold my Pepe to go into Grumpy Cat. So if I had bought the Bonk, I would have sold it. And that would have been harder to deal with, watching Bonk go up the way it did. One of the reasons why I bought the XRP back. I didn't want to have that regret. I saw Bonk, but I didn't get it. But if I had had that Bonk in my wallet and I sold it and then it went up to, you know, over a billion market cap, that's a tough one. It's bad enough that I saw it, but to actually have it and sell it, that's hard. But it happened. And what did AMC do in that time? Nothing. It just got decimated. So if you want to stay in the AMC play, if you're a true believer, stay. I'm not telling anyone to buy or sell their AMC. Me personally, I'm holding my AMC. At a 90% loss, I'm holding it. But I'm getting into other plays. I'm not being a hostage to AMC anymore. You do you. You want to be a true believer? Go ahead. Or you want to be a conspiracy theorist and a lawyer and think you're going to take down Adam Arendt and Wall Street and bring justice and get your 90% back plus the MOAS? You do that. You just want to quit and walk away? You could do that too. It's your investment, your money. I'm just saying, for me, I know there's money to be made out there. I know it's difficult, but I know the strength of the AMC apes is not AMC. The strength of the apes is the apes. Over 3 million AMC investors. And if a fraction of those came over to Grumpy Cat, you would see the price of Grumpy Cat start to go up. And if we can hold it, even though there's going to be people that scalp it, people that trade it, that's inevitable. But if the core holds, it's going to keep going up. And people are going to notice it, just like they noticed Bonk. And the more people that notice it, the more they get in. And the more that momentum builds, and it goes. And before you know it, we're at about a 1.2 million market cap. AMC's at a 5 million market cap. AMC's at a 10 million market cap. AMC's at a 30 million market cap. Boom, AMC's at a 100 million market cap. AMC's at a 500 million market cap. AMC's at a billion market cap. And it holds, not AMC, but Grumpy Cat Coin, because of the apes coming over. And who knows where it goes from that. Maybe there finally is the MOAS, and all the apes who were ripped off by AMC finally got paid. And the ones who sat there and said, Grumpy Cat, you're just shilling a shit coin, they missed out. They get burned twice. They got burned once by Adam Arendt, Ken Griffin, and the markets on AMC. They got burned once there, and they got burned again because they couldn't put it together that this was a corrupt play and we weren't going to wait around anymore for it to happen. That's what I hope happens. Can I guarantee that? Absolutely not. The only thing I will guarantee is if you invest money in Grumpy Cat Coin or a meme coin or crypto, be prepared to lose your money, because it happens. Happens a lot, unfortunately. But it also happens in the stock market. I'm at a 90% loss on AMC. I love it. I love it when people accuse me of shilling a shit coin while they're telling everyone to buy AMC at a 90% loss. Right. Good. Yeah. Yeah, nice. We're not talking about Tesla. We're not talking about Apple here. You're telling people to buy a stock that's at a 90% loss and probably will have another 90% loss at some point. But I'm the one grifting. I'm the one selling a shit coin. Sure. Sure I am. You've got your community. I've got mine. I hope more AMC apes join us in Grumpy Cat. And if they do, they will be rewarded. We all will, I hope. But Everyone has to make their own decision. So what's your plan B for AMC? You going to do nothing? You going to sell it? You going to be a true believer and give Adam Aaron and AMC another $1,000 in merch and popcorn and chocolate? Or are you going to go join the conspiracy theory, spend your all day on space calls, hatching, you know, one idea after the other, getting your documents ready for your court case? I got to tell you, I'm having a fun time in Grumpy Cat. Great group of people. And I enjoy, they're my friends, and I enjoy hanging out with them. I hope we all make money, but I love being in the Grumpy Cat coin community. I hope you give it a try. Thanks for listening, and good luck. Everyone have a wonderful new year in 2024. Hopefully big things are in said. Listen, I'm not trying to hate on AMC. If AMC goes up in value, nothing would make me happier than that. Trust me, nothing would make me happier. I still have my AMC investment. It's just 90% down, and I'm not going to be held hostage to it anymore. I'm going to find another way, and I hope you find a way too, no matter what it is. So thanks for listening. Good luck to AMC. Good luck to Grumpy Cat. Good luck to retail investors. Thanks for listening. Bye.